Love from Paddington by Michael Bond. Read by Hugh Bonneville.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
A letter from Michael Bond. Dear listener, in a world that has rapidly accustomed itself to communicating by email, Paddington is equally rapidly becoming something of an oddity, for he steadfastly remains wedded to what has become jocularly known as snail mail. And long may it remain so, for there is nothing quite so heartwarming as a handwritten letter. In Paddington's case, being a bear, the use of a keyboard is too tedious for words, because each stroke of a paw embraces a half dozen or so characters, which is no use to man nor beast. Short of pressing each key down with the aid of a pencil, which is too tedious for all but the shortest words, there is no way out of the problem. Luckily, nearly all his letters are written to his Aunt Lucy, who lives in the Home for Retired Bears in Peru. Luckier still, being a wise old bear, she has kept them all, for she foresaw how valuable they would become with age. If you are new to Paddington, then you will find lots of fresh stories to read and enjoy. If you have encountered them all before, then they will still make fun reading, for they are Paddington's take on his many adventures, which are not necessarily the same as that of the other characters.